The Freedom of Information Act, or FOIA, was passed into law in 1967 and updated in 2016 to allow the public access to certain information or records from agencies within the executive branch of the federal government, like the Department of Agriculture, the Interior Department, the State Energy, Labor, and Commerce Departments, the Department of Homeland Security, and so on. It does not apply to Congress, the courts, or state and local entities, and there are 9 protected categories, including classified national defense information, trade secrets, law enforcement records, and more. So, understanding those parameters, anyone can file a FOIA. That's pretty much the whole point of it. According to the federal FOIA website, the basic function of the Freedom of Information Act is to make sure citizens are informed. It says this is vital to the functioning of a democratic society. But now, the U.S. Interior Department, or DOI, wants to make more changes. The DOI governs the Bureau of Land Management, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, the National Park Service, and other agencies. According to the Federal Register, between 2016 and 2018, FOIA requests to the DOI increased by 30%. The DOI says attempts to respond accurately, completely, and in a timely manner have been further hindered by the, quote, dramatic increase in litigation, end quote. That's due to the department's failure to respond to initial FOIA requests. In other words, Interior is having a harder time responding to requests because of lawsuits over not responding to requests. So, DOI wants to streamline request and response procedures, which could mean limiting FOIA requests and changing what's acceptable.
This has been probably the least transparent administration and Department of Interior we've dealt with. We have to fight extremely hard to find out any information about what's happening. The shutdown obviously has made it worse, but this was a major problem even before the shutdown.
That's Nada Culver of the Wilderness Society's Denver office.
The idea that this Department of Interior is trying to make it even harder for the public to get information is just infuriating.
Some of the proposed changes are semantic, but, says Culver, they could have wide-ranging impacts.
They're going to make it more difficult for us to get initial requests accepted. They've given themselves a lot of leeway to just reject requests for information. They're going to make it harder for the press and groups like the Wilderness Society to submit information. They're going to try to put limits on the number of requests we can submit and whether we would get the waivers of fees that are normally accorded.
Adam Marshall, a staff attorney for the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, told Bloomberg's Environment and Energy Report that the actions by Interior are illegal, which could set the federal government up for lawsuits should the changes be approved. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.